Okay, welcome back, everybody. Siman Kuf Tezayin, our first elves, man. Kuf Tezayin is an interesting place to start. It has to do with the different health issues in Shas, Refulis and the like, Sakonis, really. And even though the title is Devarim HaAsurim Mishum Giloi, that's not a correct title. The title is only Sif Aleph. But the rest of the siman talks about other issues that come from the Gemara, not eating fish and meat together, and other such issues. I want to mention to you, I saw recently in the pharmacy, they have now Band-Aids. They have, it says on it, that the Band-Aid, they have antibacterial Band-Aids for a long time. Now they have antibacterial with silver. Seems that they discovered that silver is good for fighting bacteria. I have no idea how. They have silver strands in it. There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shinchav Ches, which is actually a Gemara, that says that if you have a wound, you tie a silver coin, you tape a silver coin to the wound, and it's a refuah, and you're allowed to go out on Shabbos, because it's a real refuah. And I assumed that when I learned Shinchav Ches with you 10 years ago or something, we said tying a silver coin to the wound is a refuah, you know, you probably, like me, said, you know, maybe Nishtana Teva, you know, we look for all excuses for Chazal. So now the scientists have discovered that Kenem Advarim, that silver is good. What? Silver nitrate when a baby's born. And what does that do? It's also to kill bacteria. How does silver kill bacteria? No idea. Okay. Nishkaech. So maybe I saw it in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. But okay. So we're going to learn with that type of attitude. The halach is here. I do think I have to give a couple of hagdamas, a couple of points of hagdama before we begin. First of all, the geder of sakana, how much, what is considered sakana nefashis? The rule is that Chazal were much more machmir, or call it mekel, or whatever you want to call it, much more zohir in things that are sakana than we find than science. So therefore we do find, for example, that Chazal consider a yaledes within 72 hours to be a chelesh yesh b'sakana, she doesn't fast on Yom Kippur. We find wounds to the veins to be on the top of the hand or to the eye to be some sort of sakana. There are things that doctors may not say is sakana, which Chazal wachayshed was sakana. Undoubtedly, the fact that today we have ways of treating wounds make it less of a sakana. But nevertheless, Chazal's guideline of sakana was much more conservative than the scientists today. And secondly, as it says in numerous places, not all of the sakonis that are mentioned as sakana are necessarily a sakana tivi. Some of them are sakana ruchni. For example, the stechemet has a kuntris on mitzitza, and in the hagdama to the kuntris on mitzitza, he writes that before he started investigating mitzitza, he felt that bizman hazeh, where it's not such a sakana, that it's not important. But after he finished, he came to the conclusion that mitzitza is a requirement. And he writes, as a klal, that not every time Chazal say that something is a sakana, does it mean a sakana to the guf. Sometimes it means a sakana to the ruach, to the, now whether that means that sakana to the ruach could cause someone to die, or means sakana to the ruchnius of a person, probably is sometimes one and sometimes the other, and therefore we're not, it's not clear to us exactly what sakana means all the time. The Sefer Nachleis Avos, which is written by the Groz Einikel, writes Bishmai that the sakana of food, we'll see which types of food, under a bed is a sakana ruchni, it's not a sakana gashmi. And the same thing, Mayim Achrayinim. The Groz is very makbid on Mayim Achrayinim. He says it's lav davka sakana to the eyes physically, blindness to the eyes, but it means the sakana ruchni. Yeah, those two he mentions. What? Melech Sodomis can be explained physically. The Gra writes that today there is Melech. He says man yema that there's no Melech Sodomis today. But even if there's no, Taisa says, even if there's no Melech Sodomis, the minik Maimachrenu continues. It's true. So we start these types of inyan, and I think we have to bear in mind this idea. Nevertheless, the Rambam Shita is not in line with what I just told you. The Rambam Shita is that leaves out all of the sakonas and shas, except the few which he could explain by derech hateva. The food under the bed, we're going to see, which is in the Siman, the Rambam explains b'derech hateva. And if you explain b'derech hateva, something could fall in, so if you cover it, it's good enough. But if you explain it b'if and segulli, it doesn't help to cover it. So except for those sakonis that could be explained b'derech hateva, the Rambam leaves them out. Some hold the Rambam held mishtana hateva. Katlanis is the most unusual of the Divrei Chazal. The Rambam writes in Peradar that even though Katlonis is a Gemara, it's hard to argue on a Gemara, but nevertheless, he says we're not Moichin people who marry a Katlonis. And we even do things, Mechore Aparget, to push along the Shaduchim. He says we don't tell them to marry a Katlonis, we don't stop them, and if they're doing it, we do things to help the Shaduch along. He writes it like, you know, he doesn't really believe it, but he has respect for Chazal, so he, to a certain degree, records it. But well, that the Metzias didn't change. Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes about it in a couple of places. Birth in the eighth month is the child can't survive. That's still true. Today, however, they have ways of simulating the warmth, whatever it is in the womb, I don't know what it is, and that would, therefore the baby can survive. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes that if you would be in Africa and there were a place where there are no incubators and a baby would be born in the eighth month, you wouldn't be Michal Shabbos because the baby can't survive. That's what he writes. 7 month yes, 9th month yes, 8th month no. That's a function. I cannot explain. I can't explain it to you. I don't know. At any rate, the Rambam Shita is not in line with what I've told you, and this is the Rambam Shita is that that many of the things are psychosomatic. He writes that they're suggestions to people, and sometimes it helps people, but that they're not real. The Rambam doesn't hold kameyas are real, even though. We talk about a kameya mumcha and a kameya sheina mumcha. The Rambam holds, what does it say? You're allowed to go out on Shabbos with a kameya mumcha. The Rambam holds it doesn't work, so it's just a coincidence that somebody put on a kameya and survived. The Rambam says, that's not the issue. The issue isn't if it works. The issue is it a malbush? Well, it's not a malbush. So since people believe in kameya mumchis, so therefore if you wear it, it's a malbush, because people believe in it, that makes it a malbush. So I don't know. Namumcha people don't really have faith in. They wear it because some layazik layoyal.
Some of them they believe work.
The things people work, yeah. And maybe it's a limit slus on those who wear red strings on Shabbos. I would think it's carrying to wear a red string. Certainly those who wear it around the ankle. I would think it's carrying. It's a shtus. But what? I'm sorry. So maybe it's the same thing since people consider it to be something. So it's maybe it's something. I don't know. All right, so that's sort of the hagdama to the simin to know the back and forth on this. Now Matthias says, "Yeah, we're going to get to that's the major." Let's learn Sif Aleph, and the major contribution to Shas, to Klalei HaShas, is the Matthias in here. This Matthias in comes up in yeshiva, in the yeshiva shemasechtis every year. It comes up not so much in the Bavis, but in Ksubis and Gittin and Kedushin and Yevamis. This year I'm teaching the first time. It definitely comes up. It's one of the Klalei HaShas. It is not the Einison. Let's start with the Mechaber. Mashkin Shenizgalu. Mashkin that were left open. There's a common mistake. People think it means they were left open overnight. That's not what we're talking about. It was left open not overnight. It was left open for a few minutes.
On what?
1 minute. Asrum chachamim. Chazal asked it. The chashinon shema shasa nachash mehem. If the liquid was left open in a way that people were not observing it, and it might be that a snake had enough time to come to the water to drink from it, vihitl be'anaras, and when a snake drinks from it, it leaves some of its venom in the drink. So therefore, Chazal answered it. In other words, even if someone says he's not willing to take a chance, the sakon, the chances are minimal, but it's issur rabbanan. Va'ashav she'ein nechashim mitzuyim be'neinu mutter. Today, we live in cities where it's not common for there to be snakes. That's why it's mutter. If you're out in the country, in a place where it's common to have snakes, then the issur remains, if the snakes can get in the house. Then the issur remains. In the places where the nechashim are not mitzuyim, as is common by us, so poisonous snakes are not mitzuyim, right? There's nothing to do with a night under the bed. We're going to get to under the bed later. This has zero to do with overnight. It has to do with an amount of time. A snake could get menachor adha from the door, from a hole in the wall, till the drink and escape. That's the halacha of Giloy and the fact that Giloy is aser. And the Mechaber says that Akshav it's mutter. However, the Pischei Tshuva Aleph brings V'Akshav She'en Nechashim Ayim B'Shlot Afayintesam Et Beisha Kosav. The Makom Akayim Shemen Nafsha Yirchik Mizeh. The Shla was machmir on this. V'haraya, Shariya Tur Kasva L'chol Dinim, Echa Meyam Le'Naisar, Ayin Shamayid. He says, the Tur brings these Dinim. He doesn't say it's not Negev as man as it. U'ban Hoga Sachosil Agrozal, Kosov Gamkein, Shere Nizar Ma'oid, B'dova Zeh Ayin Sham Tamay, Akein Arayt Zilizar, Ya'ayin Kol Adinim B'Tur. He says, the Gra was very machmir. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring all the Dinim of Giloy. Doesn't tell you how many minutes or which drinks it applies to. So he says, if you want to know the dinim, you have to look in the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch left it out. He says it's not noig b'zman hazeh. This has nothing to do with onions. This has to do with things that snakes drink from. We got to onions. We got to other sakonis. But now it's talking about drinks that snakes drink from. The Chazai Nish Ki Yadua, I think, was very machmir in Bnei Brak. They're very machbit on dinei giloy. And that's even if it's left open for a few minutes. The Goyin was different than everybody. The Goyin went back and started from the beginning, started from the Gemara. Which drinks does it apply to? This comes from Mishnah Trumas. The Mishnah Trumas counts three drinks: mayim, yayin, and cholov. Water, wine, and milk. I mean, they had no Coke. Okay, I guess not fruit juice. Okay. The tour adds, they had beer, yeah. The tour adds dvash and shum kotush and ground up garlic, which is not a drink. But the tour adds those two. And according to that, you have the five different things. The Torah says that on Yayim Avushal, there's no chashash. Snakes don't like Yayim Avushal. I guess they can tell by the smell. I don't know. So Mistoma, it means Yayim Avushal, where the taste changes. Not today's Yayim Avushal. Maybe where the taste doesn't change much, yeah. So
With the alcohol.
Right. So that now, if you hold it's mitame kabbalah, like the Shlon de Gra, they hold that it's not only out snakes, that they are tame kabbalah for it. So then it could be that lahakel yayim uvashul if you cook it. So whatever tame kabbalah there might be, that those things fall off. But al kaponim, what? Maybe just the stuff in the Mishnah. Well, we're only machmir on the things in the Mishnah.
The list of machmir, where does it come from?
The people that add machmir, because Nechashim also does Tamei Kabbalah.
The people that
add other,
Torah adds.
Oh, the Torah adds Dvash. I don't know where it comes
when
from.
Does the list come from?
I don't know. The Mishnah Trumas is a Mishnah Trumas. That's the Yayin Cholov and Mayim.
Oh, okay.
That's a Mishnah. No, he's saying what the Torah added, the Torah probably added because snakes like it. So then maybe the Tamei Kabbalah don't apply. Doesn't matter how clear it is. Yeah, because it's
more tiny. What about if you were beside
I think the Mishnah says that it's good. If I recall correctly, the Gemara I think says that it's good. It says the Gemara says the amount of time it takes the snake to get from the closest hole in the wall to drink and go back. Snakes are very fast.
What chapter? Look at it when you're watching it or not watching it?
No, you're not watching it. Because now you're watching it, it's fine.
While your back is turned.
Now I do have to tell you that even though most of us are not makbid on Giloy, in the Mechaber himself, who's Mekel Angilo, he writes in Shulchan Aruch Simrei Shayim Beis Narachayim that for Kiddush you have to be machmir on wine that was left open, not overnight, even for this amount of time. Wine that was left open, there it doesn't say out a snake. It's the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is as hakriveo nola pechasecha hayirtzecha yisa panecha, and it's a pasuk in Treyasa somewhere, I think. In the halacha is a clear halacha. Mishnah Berurah doesn't make chaylkim. Wine that's left open. It's happened to me very often. Wine was taken from the table into the kitchen, and we were sitting there, and we got going to the kitchen. The bottle of wine was left open. You can't use it for kiddush. In my house, we don't drink wine much besides kiddush. The reason is hakriveo nala pechasecha. You don't bring an animal for a carbon that you wouldn't bring to a sar. And since wine that's left open, now I always assumed that the reason wine that's left open is mefik tam, that the tam goes away. It becomes inferior wine. A wine expert told me just the opposite. When you open wine, you leave it open for a while. So I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. But it says a klora aloch in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah doesn't make chalkin, wine that's left open, that a person...
The difference doesn't make difference if you're watching it.
What's the time frame? If it's out of the time, then you're right. Then you're right.
And if you're using a bushel of yayin, why is that?
No, it's a minute.
You can't bring it on his bed anyway.
Look, I don't know how much time it is, and you can't bring it on his bed. It's a separate issue. I don't know. What? The snakes.
Yeah,
but the Shulchan Aruch, who says it's not matzah, he says over there by Kiddush, and he can't use it for Kiddush. See, either he has Divrei Kabbalah, has nothing to do with the snakes, or some other reason. I don't know.
Is there a
chiluk
also only where you don't see it?
What?
Even in front of
people. It doesn't say chiluk in Reish Angel. It just says how long. You mean while you're eating at the table? Can't you be again? Mishnah Berurah the days. I'm sorry. Granted, my father's minig, Al Shalom, his minig was that he wouldn't start kiddush till he closed the bottle of wine.
And what about the
kais? So it's got to be some period of time. I don't think it says there. No, it's on this side, Yankee. It's in Mishnah Berurah here, yeah.
Right, you make it like this.
The belt tie. Yeah, the what? Gimel. I don't think it says chilek there. And Grad, I saw in the Kafachayim, he says, Hu adin l'kaishol sheva brachis? Because the sultan is mekatrik during sheva brachis. That's what he writes. So you got to be careful with Sheva Brachas. I'm afraid to say it all, but people are going to remember their Sheva Brachas. Oh, that's why I'm having such a hard time, you know. But,
that's why some people are very quick to close the wine right after they pour it.
Yeah, I assume that's why. And I say, Ein mekatchin al yayin sherechay ra, v'loy al yayin megula, afilu heidna d'loy kaptina nagiloi. So we're first here today. It says ein mekatchin loy al yayin megula, afilu heidna d'loy kaptina nagiloi. So what's the amount of time? Mishnah Berurah says like kaptina nagiloi mishum shei mitzuyin etzleinu nachashim afilu asa hachi asa mishum akiveinu lepechasecha. Miuim amat shah mu'etes megula ein la'ak b'ra'idna. What shah mu'etes? Kol zman shlo nomar tamei v'reichai. What does that mean? Kol zman shlo nomar tamei v'reichai. As long as it didn't affect the taste. Kol zchayon dafka mogem sheyam b'leikim. What?
They didn't know what we know today. They thought they'd be uncovered back to the days.
I mean, they put in preservatives today.
I don't know. It's not going to get any worse.
Anyway, talach psulka shulchan aruch. So you should maybe be makbid on dishla and degra over time, but for kiddush, for kashya brach at least, a person should be makbid. Who can say svaras in these things? You know? Who says svaras in these things?
Okay.
Grape juice tends to spoil wine. I remember I bought wine for the first time I made a chasna. So I went and I bought a couple of cases of wine. I asked the fellow who was selling the wine, if we open it at the wedding, we take back what's left over, how long does it stay? He told me a week. If you put it in the refrigerator, 2 weeks. I'm not such a connoisseur. 6 months later, we were still using it. It was fine. You know, we sealed it. I bought the wine. That's what he told me. He wants me to throw it out. So I don't know. It's a...
It still had the fizz in it.
All right. Anyway, this is the basic din of Giloy. You machmir, you mekel, you have only this life. The fundamental yisoid that the Mati Enison talks about here is the following. This is the yisoid for Kol HaShas. The Shaila is, it's an extremely confusing issue regarding Gezeiros Derabbanan. We find numerous times by Gezeira Derabbanan that even though the Tam is Batal, the Gezeira remains. Chazal say a Peferish that Ein Bezdin has no kayach to be Mevatel Dibre Bezdin Chavera, Yalim Ken Godel Mimeno B'chachmo B'minyin. And you can't come later and be Mevatel Derabbanan even if the reason has disappeared. That's why we have Chazar Sashatz. There are other reasons, Alpi Arizal for Chazar Sashatz, but Alpi Tama Nigla. Chazar Sashatz is to be mitzi people. I've never seen anybody who should be mitzi. But Chazal made a takana, and the takana remains. On the other hand, what?
But they
didn't give a reason. Every Drabbanon, almost without exception, has a reason. It says Chazal didn't give a reason for 12 months. Every time they made a takana, they didn't give reasons for 12 months. But we know reasons for almost every Drabbanon. We may not know all the reasons, but. No, but maybe you're remembering this without one link in the chain. Because the Matianis is something that... on the other hand, we have other Drabbanans, because I made Xerah to get married Wednesday night. And who gets married Wednesday night? I mean, if you happen to get married Wednesday night, you get married Wednesday night. But there's no pay to get married Wednesday night. And they said the Bezdans, if Batei Dinim sit every day, you should get married Thursday night. Bracha Puravu. Who gets married Dafka Thursday night? People don't like to get married Thursday night. It's a takana derabanan. So why should the takana derabanan, why should it change? We have exubis and gittin. We have the right in the beginning of the mesechta takana that you have to say b'fanei nechta when you go from Babel to you bring a get to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says that according to the reason that they're not bekiyim in lishma, it says today they're all bekiyim. So you according to that reason, you don't have to be makbid. So what's going on? Chazal made a takana derabanan. Why should it be bottled? So, what? Shemayata double kukula. What do you mean?
Shemayata Shabbos
Melata. Shemayata, okay. Shemayata, well, that, okay. Because we have different shmonim. But there are takonis that go both ways. This Mati Yainasin is the yasaid I once saw in a journal, Shtikotay from Reuven. And it was this Mati Yainasin. Apparently Reb Ruvain said over to Mati Yainasin, somebody wrote it, and 25 years later he took out his notes and he printed it as Reb Ruvain's Chiddush. But it's Reb Yainasin Eifshitz's Chiddush. And it's a Chiddush which I think is a Beferish Ran. I'll tell you about the Ran in a minute. And like any tremendous any site that's Makif, if it's Emes, you find it all over the place. So let's learn the Mati Yainasin and let's see what he says. Ayin Tasef Katan Aleph, that should be, explains the reason. Tasef Katan Aleph, if you look at it, before the big piece, just the first three lines, Ein Bezeh Mishum Davish Nesem Beminyin, Delay Nesel V'nei Nechashim. We don't say someone says Asad with a minion, and he has to stay Asad, Delay Nesel Mishum Nechashim. It doesn't explain why. So back to the Mati Yainasim. Ayin Tasef Katan Aleph, Apishchadash Katan Aleph, Sherichu Lama Anisam, the Mitzino Harbe Devarim Shenesur Viminyan after a tam bottle, and even though the reason no longer exists, Mesama Makamak and Sarch Minyanach Ala Tirei. For Hahefer Shoemesu says the true distinction is the following: Devane Koma Shosu Chacham and Belishum Tanai. When Chazal made an Isser, it was unconditional. Gugai. The Leilasis Malacha Ber Pesach Acher Chatzais Meshum Akravas HaPesach. Chazal said that we don't do malacha. Malacha here doesn't mean like Shabbos malacha. It means going to work. We don't go do malacha and Erev Pesach Iftach Chatzos, because it was a time that people brought a Korban Pesach. And since it was a time that people brought Korbanis, it was Yom Tifti day. Oy, lecho samach l'mincha l'dasa seivin samach l'mincha g'day l'tanan u'mishum pischa. According to the Shita, that you're not allowed to eat more than a kebaya after half hour after Chatzais, because of the Korban Pesach, because of the time of Hakrava. After Hashtalek a Korban Pesach, the bottle atam. Today we don't have a Korban Pesach. The reason is bottle. Mekamakin kivin dekvaru neser b'minyan mebli shum tanai hashtanami yaser. If the original issa was unconditional, issa was absolute. Therefore, he says the issa remains even if the time is bottle. The issa remains. Mashen king. If at the time they asked, there was a condition, kagoyim, kamoi. Now this kamoi is an issue of a certain amount of dispute. We'll learn it the way he learns it. We'll talk about it later if we have a chance. Kamoi cholav shalakum. Shetzarech liyais Yisrael yoshev v'reyeyu. By cholav akum, they said a Jew has to watch the milking. V'haynum neshu ma'arav by cholav tameh. Now there, hilkach. Kivon Shem Yisrael Raya Metchila Loi Nesar. It says there by Cholav Akum that if a Jew stands outside the barn from the beginning and he sees that only kosher animals went into the barn, so Loi Nesar, he doesn't have to see the milking. So Chazal made a takon, you have to see the milking, but they set an exception. If a Jew is standing outside and he sees the animals go in, so it's not us. So Hashtanami Shemin Einu Davatamei. Nowadays, that there are no Dvarim Tabayim, in Kain have a Kamay Yisrael Raya, that Bishasak Zeira Lay Nesa B'Kai Gavna, that it was not Nesar in such a case, and therefore, if the reason is Batal, the Gezeira is Batal. Kamay Kainami Giloy. The Mechila Lay Nesa Giloy Ela Mishum Nachash. Giloy was Aser Alt Nachash. Was it unconditional? No. Im Yedua Shloya Yad Nachashim, Mutter. If you know that there were no snakes, it's mutter. The Gemara is a case where a person puts a hook into the ceiling, hangs a basket from the ceiling. Those of you who are my age or older remember the fruit stores used to have these hanging scale. If you put the drink in there, a snake can't get there because snakes can't climb. They climb walls. They can't climb ceilings. So the Gemara says that that's mutter because the snake can't get there. So it was not an unconditional issue. They answered it unless you know a nachash wasn't there. So what's his rule? It's such a mistavidika rule. He says, if a chazal asked, they asked it unconditionally across the board, then the takana stands, even if the reason is batal. However, if a chazal asked it, they said in the time of the original takana that there's an exception, that if the reason doesn't apply, you don't have to be zahir, then Bizman Azeh, where for whatever reason Bizman Azeh, it's not, the reason doesn't apply. It's no worse than it not applying then. Since it's no worse than not applying then, the Gezeira does not apply. And that's the Mati Yainasin's klal, and it's it's a beautiful klal which fits in numerous places in Shas. This idea, Ramesha writes it in the beginning of Hilchas Ribbis. Ramesha, they printed his notes on Hilchas Ribbis. In Kuftan Test, there's a gzera in the Gemara that most people never heard of, that it's also to lend money to a guy beribbis because you'll get used to lending it to a Jew. To make money, you lend it to a Jew. So you lend the money to a guy. It says chutz metamid chacham b'kdei parnasasai. It says a tamid chacham who won't make a mistake. K'dei parnasasai, they will make them. Shulchan Aruch it says that ha'idna, modern times, where it's e-efsher to do business without doing loans from Gayim or with Gayim. So therefore, the gezeira is batal. So the question is, why do you mean the gezeira is batal? Because I made a gezeira. So Moshe writes, he doesn't allude to the matiyah innocent, he doesn't allude to anything. He just says the original takana was made with an exception. It said chutz betamachachem k'dei parnasasai. In any time the takana originally was made without an exception, with an exception, so we could say that bizman is that we all need it for parnasasainu, and therefore the takana is batal, even categorically. So yes, that's even. It doesn't mention. Yeah, Tamachach Mitei Parnasasai. Shulchan Aruch says it across the board. He says Ha'idna. I think it says Ha'lashna of Ha'idna. That nowadays.
But it's only one of the time that was built into the
Takana. Yeah, but once any Tanai was built into the Takana, it was not an absolute Takana. And in that absolute Takana, there's no din of Tzarf Minyanachalati, right? That's the Matthew Anderson's klal.
I'm a bit confused. If you, like Pesach, the reason why they say don't do work is because it's called Pesach. But this is called Pesach.
Right.
So I say it's not blank.
The reason is clear, but there were no exceptions. The original takana didn't say chutz meyatameh, who's not bringing it anyway, he could do malacha. Why didn't they say that? Yeah, it doesn't say chutz meyanything. Since it doesn't say chutz meyanything, that means the takana was a light plug takana, and a light plug stays.
So he gives a nice exception to no. So why?
All right. So Chol of Yisrael, zero to do with Ramesh. Chol of Yisrael is a machlaikis that goes back. The Prichadash held, like the Mati Einison, the Chol of Yisrael is a takana with exceptions. And therefore, if you know there are no treif animals, then there's no problem. Or if the treif milk is more expensive, there's no problems. That the Prichadash in Amsterdam was not makbid on, he was the Rav of Amsterdam. He ran during Tafetat, he ran there. And he was matir all the Chol of Akum. However, Arayai Mistam. But Ramesha rejects it. Ramesha holds that it's a loy plug. Even though Ramesha has a different kula, Ramesha is not the first one, and I'm going to be chadash. But they hold that it's an absolute takana, that a yid has to be there. The Matiyaris of Prichadash hold that the takana was a yid has to see it. And since the yid could be outside, that's an exception. They hold that the yid has to know. No difference if he sees the milking or he stands at the door. It's all one takana with a light plug. Ramesh holds a takana with a light plug. But not, the takana was not Yisrael Re'eyu. The takana was Yisrael Yedeya. It's enough Yedeya. And then Ramesh has his chiddush that Bezman Hazeh is called Eide Yedeya. That the Gerundin could be so strong that it could be considered Yedeya Mamish. And that's Ramesh's chiddush. But once again, the Mati Einison, this is what it depends on. Right. Yeah, but then the takana was made without. It was not a light plug. The takana was made with exceptions because they made a takana Yisrael Re'eyu, and yet they said if a yid stands outside, it's still you don't have to have Yisrael Re'eyu. You don't have to see the milking. Right? I mean, it's the milking. So we see there were exceptions to the original takana. Once there are exceptions to the original takana, so today we can have more exceptions. Now the Ran. Because you don't need the same exception. You don't have to have the same reason. It wasn't a light plug, and the Bezdin came along. I don't know who's Bezdin. The Beis Yosef's Bezdin came along. And they said, Bezman Hazeh, it's impossible to make such restrictions, and therefore they held it back. Now, why didn't they make restrictions for the little guy who doesn't have to come onto it? I don't know.
Was that the Bezdin?
So it seems. Yeah. The whole din of Tzarch Minyan Achala Tirai as an aloy plug dikatakana. Now, of course, the Aruch HaShulchan adds his chiddush, which fits to this. He doesn't bring this. But he says that there were many tamim kmusim to takanas derabanan. There were hidden reasons. And when it makes sense, I'm telling you, so that they didn't say, that they said loy plug, it makes sense. Why didn't they say that Erev Pesach you can't do malacha, but if you're tamei v'derech chayka, you could do malacha. Why did they make the exception? He says that there are tamim kumus and there are additional reasons, and they were megalo all the reasons. And therefore, anything they said on light plug, we assume, the Rav HaShulchan says there are other reasons, which he grabbed the holds by Chol of Akum, that they are, he calls it Harbei Tam Kamusin to Chol of Akum. Now, this rule of the Matiya Innocent is a very shtaka rule. The Ran, Iksubis, and the Dafe Horeif on Daf Alephom and Beis, the Mamach Lafikach, Mamish says this, when he talks about why Bizman Azeh, people are not makbid to get married on Wednesday or even on Thursday. He says the following. The Gemara says that Bizman Hazeh Batei Dinim sit every day, so there's no Monday and Thursday. But still, the Ran says, but what do you mean? Still, the Takana is you should get married the night before, that the next day there's a Beis Din. So how do people get married on Fridays? The meaning then was that people got married Fridays, a meaning for centuries. Friday is the only day of the week that there's no Beis Din sitting the next day. So the Ran says, how could that be? So the Ran says that Bizman Hazeh, we do, well, the whole Takana was for Znus between Kedushin and Nesuin. Then at the time, between the Kedushin and the Nesuin, a person, Chashash, that a woman will be Mizana. So Chazal, well, Chayshish is such a thing. So he says, Bizman Hazeh, we do Kedushin and Nesuin simultaneously. So the Ran, there's no reason for the Takana. It's bottom. If you look in the Lashon of the Ran, because Lashon is, since we see in the original Takana to get married on Wednesday, the Gemara says that when Batei Dinim sit every day, you don't have to follow the Takana. So therefore the same thing, when Kedushin and Nesuin are together, because Lashon is since. That since is this Mati Einis, and it seems to be the Mati Einis' reason. That since Chazal made one exception, so we see it's not a light plug, so therefore we have more exceptions. Hamabracha, I guess, was not a takana, although the Pnei Yonah, Pnei Yeshua, and the Kuntras Achrin is matmiya on the veld that we look for all kinds of schoolless bechasanas, and the only school that says in the Gemara, right, Tuesday night, people are not, don't look for. That's the Pnei Yeshua writes, and the Kuntras Achrin, Pesachei Tshuva brings it in Evan Ezer, that we look for schoolers that come from all over the place, and the Gemara school we ignore. But I don't know, Thursday night is not a convenient night for the ladies, you know. What? Well, Wednesday night is Puravu, but Wednesday night is Dagim, but Thursday night is Bracha da Adam, which is more. It says an Almana who doesn't have both reasons. When you have a choice Sunday night or Wednesday night, so you want Puravu, but when you have a choice out Bracha, an Almana who doesn't have the Wednesday night reason, Thursday night is better because Bracha da Adam is Adif to Gemara. So. He doesn't really, he's not really Marech. He's talking about Chol of Akum. And he cries that people are not Zoyer. He brings a story about a person who went into a place and it was very good. And he asked the house, it's so good. And he told them he cooks the brains of the animal and mixes it with the milk and it's delicious. So he seems, Darach HaShulchan, it's not his style to be Marech so much, with a certain very stark desire to get the Chol of Yisrael back. And there he says that it's a klal in all divrei Chazal. He's not coming to explain the klal. He's coming to talk about Chol Yisrael. So al kaponim, this Mati Einison is a very good idea to have. And as I said, I think it comes up in numerous places. And okay, so we learned two things. We learned the Mati Einison. We learned the Din of Gilui. The original takana was made with exceptions. That's the assumption. Those things that were made with a light plug were made with a light plug, and we use that lashon of light plug very often. Otherwise, I mean, the business equal b'chachmu b'minyan could add exceptions because they could abolish it. So they could also do it. But a business katni menu can't change a light plug to a takana. Okay. Let's move on to Sif Beis. Very well known sakana. Somehow certain sakanis were moitzachain by people, and everyone knows about it, and people are machmir, and some of them people are mekel. This one, Sarach li zoyer shaloi lecho basar v'dag biyachad. V'mnei shakoshal etzaras. This is a well-known chumrah, that a person has to be careful not to eat meat and fish together, because it's difficult for tzaras. The Rama adds, v'chein ein litzlois basar imdag mishum recha. We shouldn't roast them together because of Recha. We pass in Recha lavnil sahi b'di'evid, and therefore he holds, the Chayokim will see, that b'di'evid, it doesn't answer. It says, nevertheless, if the juice of one runs to the other, that we're concerned with
so that. Now, so either it is in Kona or not. What does it mean? Recha is...
So Machlek is a Recha Milsa, we pass the Recha Lav Milsa.
We do, but the
same thing.
We're more
Machma
by the
Kone.
Sakonin.
We'll see. What? Yeah, Recha Milsa, Shah, the taste transfers. So we'll learn about it. Let's learn about it. Okay, let's learn about it. Now, I want to just be Magdim, that the issue of having a separate fish pot is something that it's very difficult to know what percentage of Jews had a separate fish pot before the Holocaust. Because how widespread was the minhag to have a separate fish pot? It's not brought in any of the Likud Svarim or the Paiskim of that of earlier times. It seems from them that there was no such minhag. As a matter of fact, the example of a naparnat in Chazal is dagim sha'alu b'kayri shel basar. The example of a naparnat that's beileya is fish in a fleshiga plate or a fleshiga pot, whatever the case may be. And it seems from the Gemara that there's no such chashash. Rav Palm held that the minhag to have a fish pot doesn't have a din minhag. The rule is, to have a din minhag, it has to have a makar somewhere. A makar in a sheet that we don't paskin like, a das yachid. That's the Magen Avraham's rule. The Magen Avraham is in Hilchas Purim by banging by Haman. He says it doesn't have a din minig. A minig is not something Jews do. A minig is something that has a makar in a paisik. It could be a das yachid. If it's a das yachid, so then it's considered a minig Yisrael. Otherwise, you know, eating gefilte fish on Shabbos, on Leil Shabbos, or all these things, they're culturally, it's not good to raise a family and ignore all of the hanhogis of Klal Yisrael. You know, you're going to have princes and locks, Leil Shabbos for a meal. I can't tell you ever on anything, but there's something wrong. But as far as dine minig, we're talking halacha, Rapam held didn't have a din minig. I did find one shita that held this, that held that there's such an inyan, to be machmir, but it didn't change Rav Palm's feelings that it didn't that it doesn't have a din minig.
What is the difference between the fish and the meat that have the vashke? It's also
we'll get to Tzif Kimmel, so we'll get to that shortly. There are two different things. See, one shaila, the milk and meat is not only a minig; it's a halacha. It's a sifin shulchan aruch. But that's when there's be'en. I'm talking now when you're talking about a blia through a kli. I'm not trying to mivatel the whole thing. We're going to talk about washing your hands, washing your mouth. That's Tzif Kimmel. We're going to get to that. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. I'm talking now about a blia that goes through a kli. That a blia through a kli is not included in the Yisr. Look in Pisrei Tshuva Beis. Basa v'dag, I'm Tshuva Shosiakov, Chevet Beisim Kavdav, Nishal Ashuman Ivis. Fats from a goose, Shonisar Tashtashal Shal Dogim, that fell into cooking fish. Imyesha Chash B'davar Eloi. Do ulai ain't sakana rak bebasa behema mashenkein oifis. Maybe this cut is only by animals, mashenkein birds, shenivru me rakak. They were created from a mixture of earth and water. Uberaglaim yeshlam kaskesas kedogim. And some birds at least have scales like fish. Veheshu de inchilik. Vachimud de reapais kud lael, uber hetiv. As well as in peizayin. So he says it applies to poultry, as well. But now, the discussion here, Taras, it literally means leprosy, but we understand Taras to be a spiritual a spiritual damage. It means probably means some type of a spiritual danger. Now, the discussion here is the Taz Nekudas HaKesef, whether you say Bitl B'Shishin. Do you say that if fish falls into a pot of chicken soup, then it's Bitl B'Shishin? That is the question. Or do you say Chamira Sekanta Meisura? The Taz is Machmir, the Kudas HaKesef is Mekel, and we'll see what it depends on. Let's learn Taz Beis. Okay, Taz Beis. Miu b'di'evet eina osur, hainu b'recha l'chud. It's not osur b'di'evet. What's that going on?
That's going on the Ramah.
Hainu b'recha. If it's just reyach, we mekel. Avol mispashul yachad asur ma b'di'evet. But if it gets cooked together, it's osur no matter what. Kosi disav het haklach of gimel zel l'shayne. That's Navodah Zarah. Davar sheyesh boy mishum sakana dinai ki iser levatli besamach. He says it's just like iser. It's batal b'shishim. V'yoysel chamor that filu b'yavish b'minai tzar shishim. Min b'minai normally is batal b'raiv. You hear this? We're going to talk about this. It's so hard to understand. Yavish b'minai it's batal b'shishim. Now, I just want to explain to you the difference. If you say that fish juice that falls into chicken soup is batal b'shishim, I can understand it. It dissipates, and it's not nicker the tam. But yavesh, what does yavesh mean? It means I have one frankfurter that was cooked with fish. I have 59 frankfurters that were not cooked with fish. They're all in this on the table. It's like Russian roulette, you know? Everyone's I'm saying it's mutter, it's batal b'shishim. Not 59, 60. I have 60 heter and one iser. I was saying now, he's saying that it's batal b'yavesh. It's hard to understand. Someone's going to eat the meat that's cooked with fish. It's very hard to understand.
If it's a spiritual
thing,
then we could very well understand.
It's a din that it's batal. All right. What?
Why
it's a chumrah?
It would be right.
Yais a chumrah. That's all the yavei sarashisha. Why? It's a davachasha for Frankfurter. All right, a slice of salami. Okay, let's give an example. A slice of salami. Okay. Good. V'kolshkein chatichas basa shenafla liyirish yesh beidagim ayipcha yesham sakana tzar samach negdai. Here it says beferish that you don't need a fish fat. In other words, this is the Mordechai talking. He says tambliyas kli lekalamechus. I'm saying you don't need a fish pot. If you have meaning is to have a fish pot, have a fish pot. I'm not starting up with anybody. I'm just saying. I'm just curious if it became a style in America to have fish pots. Or it's really a European minig to have fish pots. That's what I'm not sure about. What? Dechsherim typically are makbid on keeping the fish and meat separately, if only because you can't. I mean, they're makbid totally on cooking. So I don't know. I don't know if dechsherim are makbid. I really don't know. They're makbid on the deep fryers, not to fry fish and meat in the same deep fryer. That's where it comes up in many places. If they're makbid otherwise, I don't know. I should tell you that if you buy French fries, most. The Fleischer takeout places, the fast food places, deep fry the French fries in the same oil that they deep fry their chicken nuggets. Which means you have to wait 6 hours from the French fries. Besides, you can't have the French fries with fish. Because as mamish, the oil is Fleischer oil. Most of the places are makbid. The Chapanash, I know, is not makbid. It is makbid not to use the same oil for their fries and their things. Because some of them have fish and chips. And when they sell fish and chips, if they're frying the French fries in the same oil as the chicken, or the same oil as the fish, they can use these French fries for fish and chips, they can use it for chicken with French fries, it's going to be a problem. So what? No, but there it's a blia, that's tafshel shel basar, that's ben, right? Because there it's in the oil, I'm not talking about the kli. So there, you really have to know that they're makbid.
Also eating French fries that were cooked
sorry, the French fries. The French fries were cooked in oil in which meat was cooked, or chicken was cooked, then it's a problem. Then it's mamish flesh. Chicken is the same.
Even though you're not cooking the fish with actual meat.
Right, just eating it together. That's what the Mechaber says. Look, look at the Mechaber. Right, if you eat together. One after the other is okay.
Together with French fries.
French fries cooked in meat.
Again, let me be clear. If French fries are cooked in an oil, which is a tafshel shel basar, which we was, those French fries cannot be eaten with fish.
Right.
So it can't be eaten with fish. He probably has to wait 6 hours. To hopefully no one does. Any good ashkafa should be mad. The hiksha bedarkei maisha. I know you're worried about the French fries, but the main point of this is the shishin. Hiksha bedarkei maisha. Doisa b'tor dechashin alagilu yafilu b'meya sa'mayim. What are you talking about? A snake? How much venom does a snake leave? The snake goes into a big barrel of water and it drinks. 100 saw of water. Even if this nachash drank from it, it's impossible that there's no shishim. He says sakana is worse. V'kosam arshal perikid anosim etezvav v'lechatchila in lahachmer b'tana godol in zeh afidul in issa basa b'chala machmerina lechatchila. Okay, is what's he bringing here? Chatchila ain lahachmi in a tanur gadol that there's no reicha. Okay, they really push it to oisan lachamim shayfim betan reicha and basar esa kana klal lachem dagam pishat tanur hayasasim. He says legabe reicha he's mekel, but legabe shishim he's machmir. He jumps from one to the other, but legabe shishim he's machmir, legabe reicha he's mekel. Zakte nekudas hakesef v'linire and the top. What's his kasha from the poison of a snake? Shani ziyara denachash demikli koli tuva. Poison is different. A small amount of poison is very powerful, and it has an effect even in more. Gamba meril yeshlemid loyel yasamach. The case of shluchu fishal dog. Who says there was shishim? B'cheinirad loy machmerina b'sakantet vei maybe isura ela b'sveika. Aval hechad b'bayis safik were more machmir. But by shishim we're not. Aval echadika shishim, then is batel bevada. Let me stop a klal achalei pinisus sakana. Chekos b'sei papi rabervi. Dovi yesh b'sakana kugain dogem ubasa ben lach ben yavesh b'sbatel b'shishim akan. So the nekudas hakesef is mekel. Now we have time to go through the whole pisrei tshuva inside. A very long pisrei tshuva here. Maybe we'll do it next week. The pisrei tshuva brings a list of achrayim. Every one of them is mekel. I think every single one, including the chasam sofer, is mekel. That sakanta is batel b'shishim. So we have basically the sheet of the Taz. So there are really three types of sakana. There are three types. There's one type of sakana, which is like the poison of a snake, and that will machmir. There's, on the other extreme, a sakana that is only a sakana because of the mixture. A sakana which is a sakana as a result of the mixture, it's mistaver, that it's in most that's batel b'shishim, is not nice to tell. We're going to talk about in the middle type. You have certain things that are sakana. Let's say I have a piece of fish that was cooked with meat. So now this is already a sakana. Now this falls into a pot of shishim, even a part of a thing, a vegetable soup. It falls into a pot of shishim. The question is, that's sort of an in-between case. And we're going to see, I think, that they're even mekel like in such a case. So, okay. There's a steak sauce with fish in it. No, you gives a heksher, and they say the heksher is for everything, but it shouldn't be used for meat. That's what they say. OUF or something. That it's only good for fish. That's only if it's in a liquid and it's batalach balach. If you smear it on something, and it stands on a grilled piece of chicken, it's not going to be batal b'shisha. Right? If you have treifis, it wouldn't be batal b'shisha. So this, yes. Because the sakana is the taste of the meat with the. If it dissipates, then it's not going to be. You know, if a poison of a snake would fall into a reservoir, I'm pretty sure that it would not would dissipate enough to be safe. So, physically, right. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll return to the idea of washing your hands, hopefully to the Pesach Shuvah.